And the background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 397 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. As our theme wrapped up right there, Musicians Come and Play. And we come up on 11 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 43 degrees here in central Minnesota. Overcast skies and cloud cover here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in. Say good morning to Mr. Jerry Schneider. How are you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing just fine. Like I said, the sun is shining a little on the cool side here in Chilton, Wisconsin, but we're doing good.
Good. That's good. So, Jerry, we've had you on the program quite a while back, and we haven't heard from you. How have you been doing over there in Wisconsin?
Well, we're doing good. We talked earlier, last year the band business was kind of down. It wasn't too much going on, but sure picked up real good for this year.
It has, huh? Well, that's great. Well, let's bring the listeners up to speed, Jerry. You've been around the block a few years there. Give us a little history. Where were you born and raised, and how you got started in the music business?
Well, I was born and raised in the Chilton, Wisconsin area, and went to school the 12 years right here in the Chilton area. Graduated in 1957, and fall of 1957, I started playing with my uncle, Herbie Schneider's band, and played with them for 10 years, then the family all got in. So that's when I started my band in 1967. So,
okay.
Right now in 2021, I've got 54 years of organizing my own band. Oh yes.
No kidding. Wow. And what do you usually play, Jerry? What are the instruments? I know you play a lot of them, but what do you got there?
Well, I play trumpet, flugelhorn, and alto sax is my main horn.
Okay. Okay. And you used to play a little accordion too, huh?
I used to play a little button accordion, but my son Tom, when he joined the band about 25 years ago, he's got three different button accordions he brings along, and he does such a great job on them. So I thought, let Tom take over. And he's sort of taken over the band as well, as I sort of start to slow down and retire a little bit.
Getting in the twilight of your career, huh?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
54 years, I think it's just about time to slow it down.
Yep, you bet. You bet. So, over the years, where was I going to go with this? I was going to ask you who the musicians were back then and who the current musicians are, the Jerry Schneider Band.
You know, Si, I was really fortunate over the 54 years. We had some different musicians, of course. Some got elderly and some even passed away, and while they were playing, I had an uncle that was with the band passed away at age of 58 the day after Christmas. I'll tell you, that was a shock. So you got to look around for somebody, you know, real quick. But it all worked out okay. And as far as all of our musicians are sax players, trumpet players, and drummers, and tuba players, we were real fortunate to always maintain a quality group of musicians. Oh, yes.
Okay, very good. Who are some of the current members then of the band right now? You, obviously, and your son Tom on button box. Who else do you have?
Well, Tom plays button box. He plays everything we have on the stage. He plays trumpet, tenor sax, clarinet. He does some piano work as well, and he does a great job with all the instruments. So then we have a keyboard player. She's from DePere, Wisconsin. Her name is Patty Kendrisky. Does a real, and vocals as well. Does a great, really good voice, and does a nice job of singing as well. Our drummer is from Kewaskum. I'm sure you heard of the Thal family, Ralph Thal, the good Dutchman.
Yes.
That's Ralph's brother, Dennis. Dennis Thal is our drummer. Has been for quite a few years now, about maybe 15 or 16 years.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And we have a bass player. His name is John Cabot. He's from Keel, Wisconsin. And let's see, I think that pretty well takes care of all the members of the band, yes.
Very, very good. Sure. Your brother Chuck used to be in the band. He played for a while.
Yeah, he played for about 40 years.
Oh, really?
And, he played for 40 years, and, well, and he kind of slowed down, gave it up to about, at least 10 or 12 years ago, maybe a little bit more.
You bet.
And but he was a great musician as well. He played trumpet, very good trumpet, played tuba with the band when we first started, and he had a good voice, good vocalist as well.
You bet. Any other family members that were or are with the band?
Well, there was for a while. I got a son. His name is Jeff Schneider.
Uh-huh.
He was our drummer for quite a few years, but he is down in Clarksville, Tennessee right now, so that'd be a little bit far for him to travel.
Absolutely.
His job took him down there. He's an electrician. His job took him there, so
okay.
You got to go where the work is.
Okay? Yeah. What did he play for you?
He played drums.
He was a drummer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's when we got a hold of Dennis Thal. Well, Dennis was playing with Brian's Mississippi Valley Dutchman at the time.
Yeah.
But he had to travel so far, but he wasn't doing anything, and I thought, by gosh, we got to get a hold of Dennis, see if he wants to play. And, oh, God, he jumped at the chance. And he's a great drummer. I mean, over the years, I think I maybe had 5 different drummers, and they all were great drummers, and Dennis is one of the top, among the top of them. Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I think probably the situation over there, too. Brian's sons are drumming now, came up the ranks there, and so usually you only need one drummer, so then Dennis was probably out of a job there. So.
Well, yeah, that's true. In fact, we just played our Calumet County Fair here. We had a double with Brian's Mississippi Valley Dutchman, and by God, it was just a great, great time. We got both bands together for 2 different times, and the crowd, I tell you, they just loved it.
Oh, I can believe that. You know, Jerry, the first time that I found out about you or met you, and I probably told you this the last time, was at the German Fest. Back in the 90s, I think we came over there about 4 or 5 different times, and you were one of the bands that was there regularly at that time. Did you still do it yet this year?
No, we didn't. In fact, it was canceled the last 2 years.
Oh, it has been because of that darn COVID business.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it was canceled in 2020 and 2021, too.
Oh, okay.
And, but before that, we were there every year at the Milwaukee German Fest.
Oh, and you guys did such a wonderful job. It was so entertaining. I'll tell you, it's usually the last week in July, and the weather usually doesn't get any better than that. You can stroll around all night long, 12 o'clock, and not need a jacket or anything. It's a nice time of the year for polka music, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is, and the accommodations, everything was so great, and they really – really treat you well down there. I got to say, we were treated well every year we played down there. Oh, yes.
Well, we sure hope that things are going to settle down and you can get back to normal and be there again next year. Hopefully they'll, you know, it's kind of scary to see some of these great traditions get canceled because all of a sudden there's that fear of losing them, that they won't come back.
Well, that's the whole problem with a lot of these that we have played for. You know, you lose it for 2 years, and like you say, then people find something else to do and bang and try and get it back again, yeah.
Yeah, and the people that it requires a lot of volunteer help, and all of a sudden after you lose that tradition, then it's like the fire burns down. People aren't as apt to volunteer, and I don't know. It's just scary to see some of those things fall by the wayside.
Oh, sure. That's what we ran into a few times this year, where things were changed when we got there because there was no volunteer help. They said they couldn't get any help, so they couldn't have this open. They couldn't have that open. So there you go.
You bet. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I know when I'm on the stage playing, you got the best feeling. I mean, talk about stress relief. Music is very good for the soul, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. If you got a kind of maybe a rough day, just if you play a horn, grab the horn and go out and start playing, and it'll be okay.
Yep. I've had that same feeling. You bet. Well, Jerry, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and visit some more, if that's all right.
That's fine.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. Looking at the calendar, it's already the end of October, which usually means the end of the brat sales and cookouts out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. Again, a huge thank you to all of the wonderful organizations who have given of their time and talent on the weekends cooking and serving all of us this year. And that includes the St. Joe Lions, the St. Joe Knights of Columbus, the Y2K Lady Lions, the Sons of the Legion, and others. We will hopefully look forward to seeing you all back again next year. The Brat of the Week series continues for a couple more weeks. This week we feature our smoked pumpkin brats in time for Halloween and soon for Thanksgiving. Come in and try some. Take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook. Look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market, thanking you for your patronage. Jerry, for being our guest on the show, and you know how it works. We put up a meat package there, send it out to you, and hope that you and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How has that worked out for you?
It works out just wonderful, and I want to thank you so very much for doing that. It's just a great package. When you see this in the mail, boy, you can't wait to get it open.
Oh, that's wonderful. We appreciate that, Jerry. Very good. Well, Jerry, we didn't touch on this yet, but you are so comfortable and easy to visit with on the radio, and it might just be because you're a radio person yourself. Tell us a little bit about that.
I've been doing radio for, oh boy, some 30 years now, and right now I'm at the station in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, KFIZ, and also KFIZ.com, 9 till 12 o'clock every Saturday morning.
Oh.
I play polkas for 3 hours, and people, I'll tell you, my wife Karen goes along and answers the telephone. We take requests, you know, and just for an example, yesterday she had 74 requests.
Oh, my goodness.
And she didn't get them all. Some only wait that long, and the telephone, we got four lines coming in, and the four lines are lit up most of the time. It's just great. The people just really, really enjoy it. I got to thank our station owner as well. He took me on, oh, gosh, at least maybe 10 years ago at that station, and the people love it so much, and he enjoys it too because his mother and father-in-law listen to it down in Milwaukee.
Okay.
So he says keep up the good work. So he and I get along real, real good. So hopefully we can keep this going for quite some time. time.
You bet. You bet. And you did a stint there for a good time with Aaron Schulke over there on WRJQ, too, didn't you?
Oh, sure. I did a one-hour pre-recorded show for seven radio stations, three or four in Wisconsin and three in Upper Michigan. Now my son, Tom, took that over.
Okay.
He, the one that's with the Jerry Schneider Band, he took the show over, and he's doing a real, very good job as well.
Well, good. That's good.
I told him, you must have had a good teacher.
Yes, I think that is true. You bet, Jerry.
Just kidding.
Absolutely. So you mentioned your wife, Karen. Boy, and I've talked with other musicians, musical guests. You know, behind every successful musician, usually you'll find a pretty good woman. And Karen has been by your side all this time?
All this time. Even before we were married, she was by my side, and she stuck with me all the way. And I stuck with something that I believed in, and she believed in it as well. And we get along real well.
Well, that is great. How many years you got together there now?
Exactly 60.
60 years. Holy buckets. Good for you.
Right.
That is great. How many kids were born to your marriage?
We had four, and our oldest one passed away, unfortunately, but we have three, Tom, Jeff, and Lynn.
Okay. Very, very good. Very good. All righty. Well, over the years, Jerry, I'm sure you've seen the music business change, but some of the ballrooms that you used to frequent, you want to mention some of them?
Oh, gosh. You know, unfortunately, there's some of the ballrooms that did take on polka music, they're not even operating anymore. And in fact, one is the, I'm sure you heard of the Cinderella Ballroom in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yes, yes.
Charlie Maloney's Cinderella Ballroom. That's where we started playing publicly some years ago when we had the band first going, maybe in the early 70s. They had crowds on Saturday nights. They'd have dances. And in the early years, they were 9-1. Then it went 8-12. And they'd pack 700-800 people in those ballrooms.
Yeah.
And really, and they always had big crowds. And we had a lot of other smaller ballrooms around the area that we played wedding dances in years back. And but some of them aren't going either anymore.
Yeah.
Very few are going, in fact. One ballroom that's going real well yet in this area is over in Sheboygan County is Locke's Ballroom in Johnsonville. I don't know if you ever heard of Locke's Ballroom.
I haven't heard of the ballroom, but I know where Johnsonville is.
Johnsonville, yeah, the big sausage company. In fact, it's right across the street from Locke's Ballroom.
Sure.
That's in the family for three generations now, and they do a great job over there as well. One of the better ones in the area.
Well, that's neat. It's good to hear that there's still some thriving. So,
yeah,
a lot of the polka fests, too. I know you probably got around to a lot of the fests, and like Ellsworth, that one is gone now, they tell me?
Yeah, Ellsworth, I think, is gone, sure. And there used to be the Majestic over at Cottage Grove, Minnesota.
Yep, that's...
The Meisners ran that, and it was always a big festival. Gosh, we played there for, maybe 8-9 times, and always had a couple of busloads out there. The people just were waiting to go. Oh, yes, very, very good. Oh, a great different mixture of music, too. The Dutchman bands, some of the German bands, and Slovenian bands, and it was a great mixture of music. Oh, yes.
You bet. For folks that don't know the Jerry Schneider Band, how do you define yourself? Are you a Dutchman band or a German-style band? Or
well, primarily, I should say, German and some Czech.
Okay.
German and Czech music. Oh, yes. Oh,
okay. Very good. Very good. What's the schedule looking like coming up here for you, Jerry? You got a lot of work yet throughout the rest of the year, or are you winding down?
Well, they're kind of winding down. There's about, maybe at least 6 or 7 left yet for sure. We have one big one we do. We got three busloads going up to Harris, Michigan, there's a big casino up there, the Island Resort and Casino, it's called.
Okay.
And we've been up there, and there's a guy that used to drive for a bus company here, and he takes us up there once a year, the first or the second Sunday in November is when we go up there.
Okay.
So we got three busloads all ready to go up there, and it's an overnighter. People stay overnight and come back the next day. It's a really nice weekend. Oh, yeah.
Very, very good. And one thing I forgot to mention before when we were talking about the band, how many pieces do you usually play? How many guys or gals?
Right now we have five-piece band.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. You bet. Well, our time is running down like usual, and being a radio man, you know how that works. Keep one eye on the clock all the time. I usually ask, you know, and I know I asked you the last time, but I don't remember what you told us. For a memory, something that you might want to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise, over your career. What have you got for us today, Jerry?
A memory of the band, you mean?
You know, a memory. I mean, sometimes people tell us that they were inducted to the Hall of Fame here or there, or sometimes they got stuck in snowstorms, or, you know, sometimes not so nice. Sometimes there's been an accident or whatever. But more times than not, it's a good memory where they played for a lot of people, maybe the president's inauguration, or just wondering what you might come up with as you look back over your career.
You know the Walgreen company, the Walgreen stores?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here's some years ago, maybe 15 years ago, we had the pleasure of playing for Charles Walgreen when he bought a new boat over here in Manitowoc. It was built in Manitowoc, a big yacht, I should say, not a boat, a yacht.
Okay.
And the thing was launched that day, and we were up there. We had a play for the launching. Charles Walgreen, and he was 94 years old at that time. I'm sure he's not living anymore, but he was 94 years old when they launched that boat that day.
Wow, that's quite an honor. And where did you play? On the shores there, or were you actually?
Right on the shores of Lake Michigan.
Sure. Right on the shores of Lake Michigan.
They had a nice big stage set up where of course, the Walgreens were sitting there, and the governor of the state of Wisconsin, I think, was Doyle at the time.
Uh-huh.
He came up there, and all the dignitaries, and we were sitting right on the stage there with that whole crew, and it was just wonderful.
That is awesome.
The whole area there was just full of people.
Well, very, very good. Yeah. Well, with that, Jerry, unless you have anything else to chime in, we're going to let you run.
Well, I'd like to thank you for giving me a call again. It was sure my pleasure to speak to you and your listeners here this afternoon. Yeah, it's afternoon right now.
Yep, it is.
And that's about it. Like I say, a big thank you to you, Si, and hope we meet again.
Absolutely. I tell all of the listeners, like I told you last time, the good Lord's willing, you and I are here. We'll do this thing again down the road sometime. And also, I know we talked about your son, Tom, being in the band business. We'll get a hold of him down the road as well, get him involved with this too.
Yeah, I already told him that you were going to call me today and that he was going to call you sometime, and he's sure looking forward to talking to you, you bet.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, Jerry. We sure appreciate it, and I'll talk to you off the air here in just a moment. So you have a great afternoon.
Thank you,
Ty. All righty, and there he goes, Jerry Schneider. Yes, our 397th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got great music coming up by the Jerry Schneider Orchestra in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is out of town checks with our theme wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 397th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Always enjoy visiting with Jerry Schneider. Gee, he is a class act. He is just one of the nicest men you ever want to meet. Great musician, just loves people and loves to perform, and living the dream, as he would say. So very good. Well, we're going to start out with music by Jerry Schneider and his orchestra, and here's a great polka tune, one called the Three Yanks Polka. The Three Yanks Polka, Jerry Schneider and the Jerry Schneider Orchestra. And just a great peppy band. And I didn't get around to asking Jerry about his recordings, but I do have seven right now along with me, seven recordings. One is a gospel one and a bunch of other ones. Two of them are CDs called Over the Years, Volume 1 and Volume 2. So I'm sure they had a bunch of recordings that were on vinyl album back in the days and had those condensed onto CDs. So at any rate, I do carry all of those CDs. If you enjoy the music of Jerry Schneider, you can sure get a hold of me or stop by the St. Joe Meat Market and pick up a copy. Yes, great music. Right now, more music by the Jerry Schneider Orchestra. A nice waltz, one called the Schnee Walzer. Thank you. The Jerry Schneider Orchestra, one called the Schneewalzer. 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 43, our temperature here in central Minnesota. Here's a nice tune, Ich schau dir so gern in die Augen.
Sich unser Weg ein Kreuze, das kann zu viel sein. Wenn das Schicksal Garten legt, dann sieht man nicht hinein. Wo die Liebe einmal hinfällt, weiß man nicht woher. Und ich machte meine Stirn Gedanken, denn ich lieb dich täglich mehr und mehr. Sich unser Weg ein Kreuze, das kann zu viel sein. Wenn das Schicksal Garten legt, dann sieht man nicht hinein. Wo die Liebe einmal hinfällt, weiß man nicht woher. Und ich machte meine Stirn Gedanken, denn ich lieb dich täglich mehr und mehr. Ich schau dir so gern.
Isn't that pretty? One called the Schau dir so gern in die Augen. And the Jerry Schneider Orchestra, that comes off of their CD, Let's Be Happy, the Jerry Schneider Orchestra. So good stuff for you there by Jerry Schneider. We're now at 26 minutes past the hour of 12 noon and 44 now our temperature here in Albany. And we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. That's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours. Yes, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over at Jeannie B's Tours. And Jeannie sent me a whole bunch of information, upcoming tours. And so here you go. Coming up, upcoming holiday events, December 6th and 7th, you'll want to join Jeannie B's tours, Holly Dazzle Lights of Bentleyville in Duluth. This festive tour includes transportation, guide, two meals, the Glen Sheen Mansion Christmas tour, the Holiday Lights tour, Black Bear Casino lunch stop, specialty shops of Canal Park, holiday treats and Christmas gift, door prizes on the coach, a very merry ho-ho-ho holiday two-day getaway. Call Jeannie B. Tours today for availability and cost details. Her number, 320-345-1581. Also, December 9th and 10th, join in on the festive tons of holiday fun in 21 as Jeannie and Art celebrate the season in Minneapolis-St. Paul. Enjoy the matinee luncheon show, the Church Basement Looney Lutherans Hold the Lutefisk. It's beginning to smell a lot like Christmas at the Ames Theater in Bloomington, Minnesota. Lunch at the beautiful, decorated, historic St. Paul Hotel, the Poinsettia Gardens at Como Park Conservatory, and the Bachman's Christmas Store, and the Three Mystery Shops, a jam-packed itinerary that will spike your Christmas spirit. Again, for details, get on board the bus, give Jeannie a call, 320-345-1581. But wait, there's more. Next December 9th and 21st are both one-day holiday outings to the luncheon matinee performance of those Looney Lutheran ladies. And let's see, what else does Jeannie have to say? Next, on December 17th, you won't want to miss that magical Medora Christmas. Yes, bringing the touring portion of the Medora musical cast to Burnsville and the Ives Center in Burnsville. Enjoy a delicious meal followed by a very festive, entertaining matinee performance. This day is full of the spirit of the season. So call now to reserve your seats at 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours will show you a ho-ho-ho holiday as you have a great time there. You bet. And the Medora musical cast, well, they are the ones that that we seen when we went out to Medora on the trip this summer. And, boy, they were very, very entertaining. And also, Jeannie B's Tours invites you to join as they sit back and relax in the holiday mood at the beautiful St. Cloud Paramount Theater and enjoy the Texas Tenors Deep in the Heart of Christmas show. And this holiday tour includes a delicious lunch, holiday treats, Christmas present door prizes, and lots of festive spirit. Jeannie B's elves are waiting for your call today. So again, call 320-345-1581 to reserve your seat on this holiday bus. That's Jeannie B's Tours, you bet. And I promise you, never a dull moment when you're on the bus with Jeannie B's Tours. They keep you entertained. So give her a call. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We're coming up on 12:30, and we're back to the music of the Jerry Schneider Band. And this one, nice polka tune, one called My Angel Polka. And, of course, Jerry Schneider, they feature the button box. Boy, that's a good German sound there. Spot me now.
dobre wiesz, kosz kruszy nosem. Angelisz tu mój, to has pat mi nie da. Powiedz wrogie laska mój, tak badle na.
The Jerry Schneider Orchestra, one called the My Angel Polka. Another great German tune, this one, Ray Brown Augen Waltz.
Ray Brown Augen hat mein Schatz, und ihre Haare, die sind schwarz. Sie ist die schönste auf der Welt, die mir von allen so gefällt. Ray Browne Augen hat mein Schatz, und ihre Haare, die sind schwarz. Ist die auch noch so weit und fern, sie ist die einzige, die hab ich gern.
The Jerry Schneider Orchestra, one called Ray Brown Augen Waltz. Here's a nice button box tune, one called Sills Button Box Polka.
Thank you.
Good stuff for you there. One called Sills Button Box Polka, the Jerry Schneider Orchestra. Here's a nice waltz medley. It's the German Waltz Medley, Jerry Schneider Orchestra.
Dreiecken hat mein Hut, und hätt der nicht kein Dreiecken, dann wär es nicht mein Hut. Ich lieg im Bett und schwitze, meine Frau ist eisig kalt, sie hat doch keine Hitze, zum Lieben ist sie zu alt. Ach, du lieber Augustin, 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 ach, du lieber Augustin, alles ist hin. Geld ist weg, Mädel ist weg, alles weg, alles weg. Ach, du lieber Augustin, alles ist hin. Zur Lauterbach, ich habe mein Strumpf verloren, und ohne Strumpf geh ich nicht heim. Dann geh ich wieder nach Lauterbach hin und such mich ein Strumpf für mein Bein. Du, du liegst mir im Herzen, du, du liegst mir im Sinn, du, du machst mir viel Schmerzen, weißt nicht, wie gut ich dir bin. Ja, 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 weißt nicht, wie gut ich dir bin. Ja, 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 weißt nicht, wie gut ich dir bin. Heili, heilo, heili, heilo, bei uns geht's immer je länger, je schlimmer. Heili, heilo, heili, heilo, bei uns geht's immer doch so. Die Schwiegermutter, das verdorrte Studer, hat die Pfannenkuchen doch verbrennt, hat die Pfannenkuchen doch verbrennt, hat die Pfannenkuchen doch verbrennt. Die Schwiegermutter, das verdorrte Studer, hat die Pfannenkuchen doch verbrennt, hat die Pfannenkuchen doch verbrennt. Jawohl. Im Wald und auf der Heide, da such ich meine Freude. Ich bin ein Jägersmann, ja, ich bin ein Jägersmann. Die Forsten treu zu hegen, das Wildbret zu erlegen, mein Lust hab ich daran, ja, mein Lust hab ich daran. Heili, heilo, heili, heilo, mein Lust hab ich daran. Heili, heilo, heili, heilo, ich bin ein jähiges Mann.
The Jerry Schneider Orchestra, yes, a great tune there, the German Waltz Medley. And again, that coming off of Jerry's CD, Let's Be Happy, their CD, one called Let's Be Happy with the Jerry Schneider Band. Alrighty. Well, we're coming up on 18 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 44, our temperature here in Albany. In the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And, well, we've been telling you for a long time about the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmower. The original zero-turn lawnmower helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And, of course, you know that Kevin has brand-new Hustlers on hand year-round, So you can go out there most anytime and see that showroom full of brand new Hustlers. So check out the different engine and mowing deck options that you have available, starting with the little Hustler, the little Raptors, actually, all the way up to the Super Z's and beyond. So Kevin does, he accepts trades and also does repair work. Yes. So if you're looking for to get your machine, regardless of what name is on the machine, to get it serviced, he can change your belts, hoses, lubricants, can do it all. Sharpen the blades, yes, Kevin will do that. Yes, he accepts trades, so if old Bessie's getting a little tired, bring her out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on a brand new Hustler there. And fix up the old one, because he doesn't keep a junk pile, and put that out for sale. So oftentimes, if you're looking for something used, check with Kevin. He might just have something for you. As always, for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. And also, we have been mentioning to you that Kevin took on another line of equipment. It's the battery-powered equipment, the Ego line battery-powered equipment, 56-volt lithium. This is a great, great piece of equipment. And so they make a number of different machines. So you can get a hedge trimmer, you can get a backpack blower, you can get a handheld blower, you can get a lawnmower, a push lawnmower, snow blower, you can get a string trimmer, and you can get a chainsaw, all powered by this same 56-volt lithium battery. And it is quite the animal, you might say. We happen to get the power head with the several attachments there. So we've got the edger, and boy, that thing really works so good. Going along the sidewalk, we used it for burying a cable. We had to bury our TV cable, and it worked really well for that. My son borrowed it and used it to bury his wireless fencing for to keep the dogs inside the yard, and he said it worked great too. So again, check that out when you get a chance to get over to Kevin's. You'll be happy you did. It's not very, very pricey. I mean, it's very economical. So check that out when you get a chance to get over Kevin's. Like we always recommend, give Kevin a call first, because he's a busy guy. He's the one-armed bandit out there on the farm. Puts in the family farm and pretty much does all of the work by himself. So he wants to be there when you come to check out those lawnmowers and that battery-powered equipment. But, of course, he always gets all the farm work, the crops in, and now this time of the year it's harvest time. So if nobody's coming, you'll find him in the field, and he doesn't want to miss you. So give him a call first. He'll be happy to be there when you ask him to be. Make an appointment, you bet. So once again, that phone number, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, nice drive out there. Boy, especially this time of the year, the scenery is beautiful. He's out there 6 miles northwest of St. Joe. You turn right off of 75 onto County Road 3, get out there about 6 miles, look to the left, nice long driveway, the big sign hanging from the post in the ditchway there, and he's got a nice big yard, beautiful waterfowl there. You can watch the fish swimming at this time of the year. Try out that Hustler right there on site. Kevin's Countryside, great sponsor for the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of the Jerry Schneider Band, and here's one called the Button Box Rag. Thank you.
what I like.
The Jerry Schneider Orchestra, one called the Button Box Rag, taking us to 10 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Right now, we're going to move to Jerry's most recent CD recording. We were listening to music from his 1996 recording, Let's Be Happy. And right now, his most recent recording, and this one called the Westphalia Waltz, the Jerry Schneider Orchestra.
Thank you.
The Jerry Schneider Orchestra, that's a nice recording of the Westphalia Waltz. Here's another great polka tune off of that latest recording, one called Pucci's Polka. Jerry Schneider Orchestra with one called Pucci's Polka. Here's another nice waltz tune, Waltzes from the Rhine.
Thank you.
the Jerry Schneider Orchestra, one called Waltzes from the Rhine. Beautiful stuff there for you. We're going to close things up on this Sunday afternoon with the Jerry Schneider Orchestra, our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And it's a polka tune, one called the Temple Polka. That is the Jerry Schneider Orchestra, one called the Tempo Polka, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.